two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 73 degrees.
Things calming down and roads looking a lot better. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we're following breaking news on the Supreme Court. President Trump says he'll announce his nomination this weekend. Senator Mitt Romney may have just cleared the way for a floor vote.
Our live team coverage of the Supreme Court begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has the latest from Senator Romney in this special report. Mary?
Amanda, Mitt Romney says he does intend to vote on the president's nominee, and his statement this morning ends speculation that he would join Republican Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski to oppose a vote on a nominee until after the presidential election. Romney said this morning it is appropriate to look at the Constitution and the precedent since the beginning of our country's history. He just spoke to a group of reporters in Washington, D.C.
And in a circumstance where a nominee of a president is from a different party than the Senate, then more often than not, the Senate does not confirm. So the Garland decision was consistent with that. On the other hand, when there's a nominee of a party that is in the same party as the Senate, then typically they do confirm. So the Garland decision was consistent with that, and the decision to proceed now with the President Trump's nominee is also consistent with history. I came down on the side of the Constitution and precedent as I've studied it, and make the decision on that basis.
Now, our other Senator, Mike Lee, is on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He said in his statement that in 2016, the Senate gave their advice and consent, and this time the Senate will give their advice and consent. His statement said, quote, "If we like her, we will confirm her. If we don't, we won't." Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We're hearing from both sides of the aisle after President Trump announced Saturday as the day he'll announce his nomination. Our live team coverage of the Supreme Court continues with Mark Jackson with his special report live at the KSL National News Desk.
Yes, on Senate Republicans say they have enough votes to confirm a replacement for late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before the November 3rd election.
The nominee is going to be supported by every Republican in the Judiciary Committee.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham appearing on Fox News. Former Vice President Joe Biden is pleading with senators to wait until after the election.
Uphold your constitutional duty, your conscience. Let the people speak.
As protesters have been out at the home of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who would make this happen, with signs saying, "Ditch Mitch." President Trump, meanwhile, has met with Appeals Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett this week, considered the favorite to replace the late Justice Ginsburg. Other candidates mentioned include Judge Barbara Lagoa from Florida. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's office has been increasingly focused on Barrett and Lagoa, according to court insiders. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Stay with KSL News Radio throughout the day for the latest on the Supreme Court. Senator Romney is expected to talk with Utah reporters in a news conference coming up next hour.
Lee Lonsbury will listen in and have more with Dave Indigenovic at 9:35 on KSL News Radio.
We're also following a developing story near Olympus Cove in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports a small wildfire is burning in Neff's Canyon.
Fire officials say the blaze is about 1.5 miles up Neff's Canyon. It was first reported shortly after midnight and is moving very slowly, although it should remain visible for some time today. Unified Fire spokesperson Patrick Costin says, thankfully, the size is relatively small and conditions seem to be good today.
Currently, they estimate it's about 10 acres. It's not threatening any structures. We do have weather that's kind of cooperating with us.
The fire is on Forest Service land, and crews made the decision to not begin battling the blaze until daylight this morning for safety reasons. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
And about that weather, KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Football returns to Lavelle Edwards Stadium in Provo this weekend.
A lot of Cougar fans getting excited about the big football game coming up this weekend. I tell you what, it looks like sensational weather for a football game on Saturday afternoon with temperatures topping out in the middle 70s. So for the evening, temperatures cooling down. It'll definitely be blanket and jacket weather as we head into the evening hours.
Grant says before then, our temperatures remain a little above normal with highs today, tomorrow, on Thursday in the mid-80s before falling into the 70s for this weekend.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.